News, I'm Ben Thomas. Bethlehem's marking another somber Christmas Eve under the shadow of war. At midnight mass, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, leader of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, had a message for those in Gaza.
They are not alone. You are not alone. We are truly a visible sign of hope in the midst of a disaster, of a total destruction that surrounds you. Everything is destroyed, but you are not broken. You are still united, steadfast in hope. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for your wonderful testimony of strength and peace.
In Britain, Kate, the Princess of Wales, delivered this message at the annual Christmas Carol service at Westminster Abbey.
At Christmas and throughout the year, we must all shine for each other. Because in times of joy and sadness, we are all each other's light.
King Charles expected to highlight health workers in his Christmas message tomorrow. President-elect Trump is reiterating his support for expanding the federal death penalty, Haya Panjwani reports.
Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment. That's after President Biden commuted the sentences of most people on federal death row, in part to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. Trump criticized the decision to change the sentences of 37 of the 40 condemned people to life in prison without parole. Trump said that he'll direct the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's inaugurated. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The government panel has failed to reach consensus on the possible national security risks of a nearly $15 billion proposed deal for Nippon Steel of Japan to purchase U.S. steel. That leaves the decision to President Biden. Both he and Trump have opposed the merger. And stocks continued galloping upward on this holiday-shortened week. The Dow rose 390 points, or 0.9%. The S&P gained 1.1%, the Nasdaq 1.3%. This is AP News. Skeptical about those online customer reviews?
The emergence of generative artificial intelligence tools that allow people to efficiently produce detailed online reviews has put merchants, service providers, and consumers in uncharted territory. Phony reviews have long plagued many popular consumer websites, but now AI-infused text generation tools enable fraudsters to produce reviews faster and in greater volume. The deceptive practice is illegal in the U.S. Consumers can try to spot fake reviews by watching out for a few possible warning signs, such as overly enthusiastic or negative reviews. AI reviews are typically longer, highly structured, and include cliches like "the first thing that struck me" and "game changer." Reviews that repeat a product's name or model number is another potential giveaway. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.